106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Today is the day that I finally am getting the American Furniture Gallery that we had a contest for.
The bedroom set.
Right.
Where our listeners chose what bedroom set we were going to get.
And ironically, for me and Katie,
you guys chose the best of the same one.
The same bedroom set. So now Katie and I, our master bedrooms will look identical.
Yeah.
Hysterical. You guys are funny. But anyway, though, it's finally coming today.
Okay, that's so exciting. So, I still need to schedule my delivery.
I have to get rid of my old furniture.
Okay.
Okay. So I am looking at the drawers, and between two nightstands and a dresser, there are 12 drawers.
Okay.
Big drawers.
Right.
My stuff
occupies
25% of the drawers.
Okay.
I get 3. My wife gets 9.
Okay.
What's in there? Socks, sleepy t-shirts.
Yep.
As she calls them.
Yeah. Sometimes sleepy shorts.
Or leggings.
Mm-hmm.
All these things.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
What?
And I tried to talk to my wife about this last night because I haven't taken inventory. I didn't have a reason to. Whatever. I've got my 3, and it never occurred to me that my wife has occupied the rest of them. So I'm like, well, whatever. I've got my 3 and I'm fine. I begged my wife to try to purge stuff out of the drawers last night. She flat out refused. She said, I can't do, I'm not in the right headspace.
I get it.
Not the right headspace.
Yeah, I get it. We have cabinets in our bedroom that have like baskets in them. And that is where my sleepy shirts, sleepy shorts, pajama pants, just old tank tops are just being around the house, right? I cannot tell you how many times I have sat there on the floor, crisscross applesauce, pulling these baskets out, trying to make piles of things I could get rid of. It is still full to the brim.
Why?
Every basket.
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Yeah, what is
I'll
with
tell you?
You
why. Here's why. What if?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, we're not even talking. We'll get off my wife for a second and talk about you.
Yeah.
You don't even sleep in those clothes.
So?
Adding the word sleepy to clothes that never get used is not a thing.
Sometimes if it's cold enough, I will wear clothes.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Okay.
So what do you need sleepy stuff? You know what?
Okay, no, okay. Those sleepy shirts are something that I wear, like, when I get home. Because, you know, I immediately take my clothes off, immediately take my underwear off, put on just cozy clothes. So what your wife... the shirts your wife would sleep in, that's what I'm just bumming around the house in.
Right? She does the same thing.
Okay.
How many of those do you need?
God, it's... Yeah, I...
9 drawers full of this crap. I get 3.
So is that the problem? Because you seem really stuck
on
how many you get. And I know for a fact... that you have shelves multiple in your closet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So does she. Now, you want to talk about closet space? I get, and I really took inventory of this. I get 30 to 35% of our walk-in closet. The rest is all hers. And that even includes a dresser that I dragged into the closet for her to fill that up, too.
Stop saying I get. You could have more space if you wanted.
What do I do? Just claim it? What am I, Putin? I'm just going to start claiming
just
land?
Just put some of her stuff over on the hangers and make it. See, here's the thing. You don't even need more space. So
no,
stop.
Exactly the point.
Okay.
I don't.
Great.
And neither do you. Women are hoarders. Yeah. And I think it's time that you guys face the hard truth.
But let me ask you this. When somebody needs something, are we able to be like, don't worry, I got that.
Never once will I say, oh my God, Stacy, my wife who I love, do you have an 8-year-old medium shirt? I'll never say that. I can guarantee
it. Okay, but if I come over to your house and let's say I spill on myself or start my period or something, okay?
Oh my God.
Okay. Could your wife not go upstairs and find a pair of sweatpants or something that would fit me despite the fact that we wear different sizes?
Yes.
Yes!
That's why I'm doing this? for your period?
I have to be very honest. You aren't doing anything.
I'm losing.
No, losing what?
Everything. I'm a straight white male, and the country's slipping away from me just like my dresser drawers.
I don't even need all those drawers, but I want them.
Now you get it. That's the mentality of a straight white male. I don't need it, but I want it.
So gimme, gimme, gimme.